Anyway, I understand that you actually got to make a music video for one of your songs. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe you shot it in a club. Can you tell us a little bit about the video?
You know, we wanted to just really shoot, like, the realest situation in the club, you know. That's what we did. I mean, we invited, you know, everybody out to come out to the club and...
And then, don't tell me, let me guess, you shot a bunch of people dancing in the club.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, that's a fascinating, unique concept. I hope you get video of the year for that.
I did my first video in Vegas. Second video is hopefully coming soon.
Oh, that's just so cute how you think there's going to be a second video. That's just adorable. Oh. So, how does it feel to have a closet full of wife beaters, but no wife? Have you given any thought to who you're going to impregnate and leech off of now?
No, well, I mean, we'll see what happens.
Speaking of which, I understand that you're trying to get custody of your kids. I mean, the kids you had with Brittany, not the practice ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you get custody, how will you be raising them? Will you be teaching them to inseminate and freeload the Federline way?
I don't think I'll allow my kids to do it until after they're adults.
That's probably a good idea. See, you are a responsible parent after all.
Yeah, so there it is, you know.
If you could work with any major recording artist, let's say one you haven't knocked up, who would it be?
You know, I don't know. There's so many people that I could see myself working with, you know, from Snoop Dogg to Busta Rhymes to even people from the past, you know.
Yeah, like Eddie Cantor or Beethoven? That'd be good. Hey, maybe we could get together and build a time machine like in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.